Amen. Amen. Welcome. Welcome tonight. I am so excited about the show. Welcome, Sisters United. How are we doing tonight, ladies? How are we doing?
Good.
All right, y'all. Tonight's show is it's anticipated for me. It's well anticipated for me because I believe in divine appointments. I believe it to my core. Praise God. I always believe that there's a season for everything. Praise God. And it is that season again for Brandy Fireball to be live with us tonight. Praise God. I believe that God's going to use her mightily tonight. Amen. So I want you to go ahead and share this show. We're going to come back. We'll introduce and do all that in just a few minutes. But get in your inbox. I promise you tonight you want to share this show, praise God. Also, amen, I want you to tag somebody. That's how you share. Tag. I want you to go to YouTube, and I want you to like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. But if you know someone that's dealing with domestic violence, I need you to get them in on the show tonight. Amen. I need you to get them in. We'll be right back after this. Tonight, amen. I am excited about the guests we have tonight, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Here she is. All right, amen. Brandy Fireball, amen, is with us tonight, praise God. And I'm excited, praise God, to give her the floor. But how you doing, Odessa? Come on, talk to us.
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Bless you. bless. Okay, so tonight, I want to give just a short introduction because I have watched this woman of God's life. I have watched God use her. She doesn't know I'll be watching her, but again, I'll pop in her inbox. But I wanted to invite her on the show because I'm going to just be honest. I'm a real person. I believe people, once we realize that our feet are on the ground and we're walking, and we don't get so over the top till we're living a real life. Mm-hmm. And I believe that God has called a remnant of people to speak to what's happening today in real time. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, dealing with domestic violence, praise God. I know that God's going to use her to speak to us tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and give it over to Brandy Fireball. And when I say Fireball, that's the real deal. That's not, look, it's not a nickname. That's what's going on. Go ahead. Welcome to the show tonight. Welcome to the show, Brandy.
Hello, everyone. Y'all can hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, hello, everyone. I am a Brandy Fireball. Fireball is exactly who I am. Y'all will see. But I want to say first, thank you all for, Janice, I thank you so much for inviting me to be on the show tonight. Me and Janice were about We've been by what, 2 years or 3 years? Around that time, and I came to an event, and she had a nice, awesome event. Did a little photo shoot there, and you know, we are Facebook friends and so forth. And she does come in my inbox periodically, and she tells me how much she appreciates me, she encourages me, and so forth. And I just went, oh, thank you so much. But you just never know who's watching, and so forth like that. And like I tell people, you might not get a lot of likes, but people are watching. And so I'm elated to be on tonight. And to have Miss Odessa, this is my first time meeting Miss Odessa. But hello. Yes, ma'am. Nice to meet you as well. And so I'm going to see what Janice, you know, I like them to ask me some questions, and then I like to jump in it, and then I like to flow.
Okay. Well, I always do a little icebreaker. So let me do my icebreaker tonight. I always ask a question. Okay. So my question for everybody tonight is, to break the ice, what is it that you need to, you're not scared to do, but you've never done, that you know that you need to do? What is it? What's that one thing you know you need to do it? You need to do it. You haven't done it. You're not scared to do it, but what is it? And because I'm on that get it done. So what is it? Let's start with Odessa. What is it?
You would start with me. Let's see. I'm just going to say what dropped in my spirit as soon as you said it, to be a counselor of some sort. Yeah. My whole entire life, I've given advice. People come to me. God gives me what to say. That's not what I went to school for. I'm a respiratory therapist by trade. But even in that, patients would confide in me and God would give me what to say. But now in, I used to say retirement, but I'm going to say refirement.
Come on.
I need to get the ball rolling on what it is I'm supposed to be doing. So counseling of some sort, whether it be spiritual, you know, just something. I need to take a course, class or something, to share the gift that God has just given me.
Okay. All right. Fireball.
You know, I'm kind of in that borderline with Miss Odessa, that the counseling part and just witnessing and encouraging women and empowering them, even getting into the jail system with the women. I tell people, like, I'm called from the streets. So take me to the streets. Take me to the women out there, you know, and so forth. And just to get out there in the streets more and be more active. You see so many women that are out there and just lost. Yeah. And so even with going in the jail systems with the women and just going in there and just encouraging and you know, empowering them and sharing my story and so forth, because I could have been there. Because I was in the system with jail as well, but thank God for grace that he, you know, in the favor, because I could have been behind bars as well with what I was doing. And so that's my thing too.
Mine is, I have while y'all were talking, what popped up in my head was an art exhibit. I need to go ahead and pursue my art career. I need to really dive into it and start, you know, and Odessa, you know, I need to get, you know, really get into it and start, you know, publicizing a lot of my art pieces. One of my dreams was an art exhibit. I wanted to work with a couple of ladies, do art classes, and then do an art exhibit. You know, and just I like doing that kind of stuff. So I want to dive more into the things that I love to do. So that's mine. I was gonna say ride a plane, but I can do that too.
Okay, Joseph. Thank you. Joseph gave me a start. I'm gonna have to write that down. Let me get my pen. He told me the Carol Young unit would be a great place to start. So, and I've heard of that unit, so that is something I definitely will get on the ball and start doing.
So I'm excited about you being on the show tonight. I know I had posted about domestic violence. I had no idea. I had no idea. I would love for you to just start by, tell us how, how it started or what type of situation were you in? Because every situation is different. Tell us what went on when you started in this type of experience.
Okay, so starting this type of experience, a lot of times we say, you know, the signs are there and so forth. But in this particular situation, the sign was not there. Just being in this relationship and going on through this relationship, it took a turn. And it took a turn when, you know, we all have disagreements, we have arguments and so forth. You know, that's natural. It's relationships. You know what I'm saying? If somebody tell you that their relationship is perfect, they don't argue, I beg a difference. And so you have those type of situations. But it's a different type of situation when it turns into a verbal abuse, a verbal disrespect. Emotional, physically. I tell people the abuse can come from physical, it can be emotionally, all that. The emotional abuse is to me, all of it is just toxic, but the emotional abuse is what started first. And when I say by the emotional abuse, I elaborate a little more. When you're being called out your name, when you're being disrespected, I mean, you're being called B's and H's and you ugly and this and that, and trying to tear down my character and trying to tear down who I am and so forth. And then it leads into, well, and see, I'm one of those women that I know I have a mouth and I have it, because I'm not going to allow you to talk to me crazy. I'm not going to allow you to, I know how to stand my ground, if that makes sense. And so I goes against the grain to tell you, okay, listen, no, I'm not that. You're not going to talk to me like that, this and that. And so dealing with this type of situation, I was dealing with a person that was basically a person that, how can I say this? He was an ex-pimp. Mm-hmm. He was an ex-pimp. Ex-pimp, that's crazy. But yes, he was an ex-pimp. And so if anybody knows anything about pimps, you got to understand they know they're very controlling with their women. They talk to their women any kind of way. And, you know, they do whatever they do and all this. Their philosophy is saying they take care of them. I don't see how that happens when you're taking all them and whatever. So you're used to talking to women a certain kind of way, handling them a certain kind of way, doing them any kind of way. And when you're dealing with women, when you're dealing with those type of women like that, those are women that are has very low self-esteem, no value. They really don't know who they are and they don't know what love is. So to them, that's called love. But when you're dealing with a woman as myself and others, that's not love to me. You're not going to call me out my name. You're not going to disrespect me. So you're not used to a woman as myself kicking back, because you're listening to a woman lay down and accepting what you accept. So that was a problem. So the more I went into saying that, you know, going back and forth with you, it kind of triggered some things.
Yeah.
Then it led to you want to put your hands on me. And so it leads into you choking me, you hit me upside my head, I'm B's, I'm H's, and this and that. And so here I am in a situation to where I'm in fear. I'm in fear. And so forth. And so that situation was it was very scary, because I got to a place to where sometimes I didn't want to have conversations. I didn't want to talk, but I kept a smile on my face to kind of like, cover it up, you know? So what do you do when you have to wear the mask and still having to get up and you're going through this domestic violence of this person hitting on you, beating on you, cursing you out daily, and I have to wear the mask of still being a mother. I have to wear the mask of still having to go to work every day. I have to wear the mask of the fact of now I'm in ministry, but I'm broken. I'm in ministry. I'm hurting. I'm in ministry, but I'm in fear of my own life. I'm behind closed doors, but nobody knows what I'm going through. So I'm dying internal on the inside.
Did you find yourself, because when people hear about this, they automatically say, well, you should have just got out. Did love, tell me how love played a part in this. When the abuse first started, like you say, it started verbally.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, like, your emotions with that. Like, this is a person I love, or you know, how did that, where were you emotionally?
Emotionally, you know, my thing is, when I love hard. And I think what my problem is that I'll love you past what you're doing, how you're moving.
Right.
And so I know what I'm called to. I know I by nature, you know, I can take a lot of stuff, and I'll try to stick and work through it the best way I can, because I see in the spiritual what the problem is. And so my thing is I try to help and try to stay and this and that, but all along what's happened is that I'm trying to save somebody that don't want to be saved.
Be saved.
I'm trying to help somebody that really don't want to be changed. And watch this, I'm killing myself trying to save you.
Come on.
And so it get past the point that love is okay, but you gotta love enough to walk away.
Yeah, you do.
And so I stayed to the point where I loved you. But I loved you to a place where if I don't walk away, what's going to happen to me?
Happen to me, my Lord.
What's going to happen to me? Because right now what's happening is that I'm staying with someone that they saying they love me, but I don't, what type of love is this?
Right.
Because I'm loving you from an unconditional, agape love, but you're loving me from a place of, what type of love is this?
This.
Because I never experienced, because when you, I love you, and when you can look me in my eyes and choke me and tell me I love you, I don't know what type of love is this, because this is not the love that I'm used to. This is not the love that I'm used to receiving. You love me in a place to death when I'm loving you in a place for you to live.
Yeah, my Lord.
So what was your breaking point with all of that going on and with you loving in spite of, and with you having the turmoil and having the mask on, what was the breaking point? What made you say enough is enough?
In the midst of this, God had me do a conference called the Fearless Women's Conference. It's crazy how God will use you in the midst of what you're going through.
Yeah.
And because like I told y'all just a few minutes ago, I was living in fear. Being there. And so I went to sleep, and the Lord had me do a Fearless Women's Conference. And in that Fearless Women's Conference, I was like, God, I'm not even in a place to do nothing like this. I'm not, look what I'm experiencing, look what I'm going through. You know, I just don't understand why you have me birthing something and I'm in a situation, I'm in a relationship where nobody knows what I'm going through. I'm being choked to the point my circulation is being cut off, my throat is sore, I can barely breathe, I can barely eat, I can barely sleep, you know, all this. So what is going on? So in the midst of that, I'm birthing this thing that God gives me. Fast forward and all of that, and had some awesome speakers. God packed the place out, very phenomenal, and all of that. Right after that conference, my eyes open. And I told the Lord this. I say, Lord, I do not want to be a woman of God and be in the will of God, operating and moving to empower and encourage other women to not be fearless, and I'm living in fear.
Come on.
I don't want to be that woman. It may work for somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to be the one that actually live what I'm going through.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I say, God, and I remember me getting out the bed and I hit my knees. I was still in that house with the man. And I got on the floor and I say, Lord, deliver me from this. Get me out of this. I don't know how you're going to do it, when you're going to do it, but I believe you're going to do it. I say, but I dare not be a woman that can be so powerful to encourage, to empower, to pray, to prophesy, to and worship, and I'm living in fear. You had me put on a fearless conference, but I'm living in fear? No. That was my breaking point right there, Miss Odessa.
Come on.
And immediately the God, just within 2 days, the Lord brought me out of that thing.
Jeez. I got a question, because you was, while you were talking, the Lord said, because I come from the country. Listen, I've heard testimonies of our elders, other women of God. And, I'm going to get into that old school.
Mm-hmm.
To that old school that say, this is just a trial that God is taking me through. This is my mission. And I was like, you caught up, you have manipulated yourself into a dysfunctional. Talk to us a little bit about that thing that we do as women that say, that's my man, that's my husband, and what's in my house, and you are in a toxic, destructive place. Talk to us about that.
I can talk about it, because that comes from a place of manipulation, if you ask me. Because it's very toxic. That's my man, that's my husband. My thing is this, okay? If that's your husband, my question to you is, why do your husband do what he do?
Yeah.
I never said that was my husband. I never said none of that. A lot of times, let's just be real and be transparent. We pick what we want.
Come on.
We pick what we want. We pick what we want at that moment. We pick what we never consult with God. We never ask God about this man. We never done none of that. We pick what we want, what our flesh desires. Let's just be real, because I've done it. That's just what I've done, But have we ever sat back and say, Lord, is this who you have for me? When has a moment? Because that's truth of the matter. As women, we want to be loved. We want to be treated as queens. We want all of that. And we'll get to a place where we will settle. I think we get that Betty Wright anointing on us sometimes. A piece of man. I come against that. I don't want no piece of man. Because let me tell you something. When you get a piece of man, you are dealing with a piece of man that has generational curses. Man that I was in a relationship had women issues in the past of what his mom did to him. So you really ain't got delivered and healed from what your mom did from you back then. So now you despite women.
And the problem is
what stays in this house and all of that. No, I come against all of that, because we have lost too many women to domestic violence.
Come on.
We lost too many women that have not been saying nothing, have not did nothing, and they settled for it. Because we feel that if he beat me, he loved me. Who told you that? It's just a phase he going through. Baby, what phase? That Negro got a serious problem.
Yeah.
But he told me he wasn't doing it again. I've heard those same things.
Come on.
You are dealing with a demonic spirit that has a control, manipulation, has mama issues, daddy issues. I don't know. But this thing gets real deep, because he wasn't just born like that. Something happened in his life.
Come on.
Something happened along the way. And so you'll get with this spirit that I have a stronghold on you. And so what you would say that, I know this is my husband and this and that. How do you know?
How? And why do you think it's your project or your duty to fix it? Why do you think?
We were bred and taught to stay with your man. And when you get married, God did this, so you just gotta pray through it. But if that person has strongholds and they don't know that they have these issues, and they think they're okay, they're not seeking to get delivered because they don't think there's anything wrong. You have to know that something is wrong before you will seek out help.
Exactly.
Like you said, he didn't want the help. You in that agape loving, unconditional loving, trying to save, he didn't want to be saved because maybe he doesn't realize that he has a problem. Until you admit there's something wrong.
And that was the thing. He didn't realize that he had a problem. And I'm calling out this stuff and I'm telling you what it is. And you're thinking that because you shared your story with me of what happened in your childhood that I'm using that again. No, you have a problem. Yeah. That was another breaking point that happened that I never shared this with anybody, but I'm coming to expose and uncover the spirits tonight because I ain't scared of no demon.
Come on.
So another breaking point is that we were out of town and you could tell that I knew what the problem was. You dealt with abandonment and rejection was the strongest ones, the abandonment thing. And so when I say when I'm leaving, that's what sparked everything. And so I knew, okay, you got abandonment because you dealt with that in your past with your mom.
Right.
Abandonment. And so the abandonment is what was the trigger. But hey, I got tired. I'm not your punching bag. I'm not going to allow you to curse me out and get in my face and disrespect me and try to tear me down or none of that. So when I wanted to leave, that's what made things even worse. But out of town, here I am 19 hours, almost 18 hours away. I believe this, we was in St. Louis. That's a lot. And we drove and, you know, a situation happened. And like I said, when a person is used to controlling you and not used to you, pushing back, that does something. But I'm not that woman that's going to lay down and let you do me like that. I'm not going to let you allow you to talk to me like that. You may did that there. And it was always things like when I was pimping back then, they didn't talk back. Baby, listen, you're not pimping me. And that's things I had to say. Well, I'm not them. You're not pimping me. You need to understand that you're dealing with a woman that knows who she is.
Yeah.
You're dealing with a woman that I'm not going to lay down and let you talk or handle me. Look, listen, Jesus Christ, I'm not them. So these are things that I had to go back and forth with, like, I'm not them, you know? And so this situation, I was like, I'm leaving. I'm about to leave that Negro right out there in St. Louis, you know, because I got tired, baby. And I got in the situation. Y'all got to excuse me if I get emotional because it really gets to me sometimes at moments. Because this never really happened in my life when I'm 40. And when you pull a gun, Lord have mercy, and you have a gun to you saying, so you gonna leave? Yes. And so you ask me the question again, and I have to beg and say, please do not shoot me. Do not kill me. At that moment, I was in a place where I felt like I had to beg for my life.
Jeez.
Because I wanted to live, Janice. I wanted to live, Miss Odessa. So at that point, a humbleness came over me when I know I could be hard.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what do you do when someone puts you in a position and it felt like my womanhood was snatched from me at just that moment? And I tell you, please do not kill me. Please do not kill me. Like put it down. Just and try and put, Lord Jesus, putting a hand down like in this and that. And so a humbleness had to come over to me and I had to fake the funk. Like, okay, yes. I'll we're gonna be good. I'm not gonna leave you. I'm not gonna this and that and this and that. And so That right there was the most scariest moment of my life. Mm-hmm. I'm far away from my home. I have a child. I have family. I have friends. I have, you know, and so here I am having to beg that this man does not kill me.
Jesus.
And immediately that particular night, my body went through a transition of that. It had shut down on me. and I didn't understand what was going on with my body internal. And I got back to Houston. I worked from home. And then when I went from home 2 days, my body was still shutting down on me. And I went to a hospital. I went to the hospital, and I'm thinking I'm about to get ready to leave. Janice, come to find out, they kept me a whole week.
Jesus.
My body had went through, I don't know what was going on, but they told me that if I did not make it just within a matter of time, that I was going to die. My body had built up septics or something that was getting ready to shut down on me. I knew then that the enemy was trying to take me out.
Yeah.
And I lost so much weight. I didn't look the same. I didn't feel the same. And then it was a very scary situation. Very scary situation. And that's why I tell people, I tell women that if they are anything that's domestic, get out immediately. I stayed because of fear. I stayed because what do you do when somebody's in your face and saying, B, if you leave me, I'll kill you.
Right.
Yeah. And you got
to your time. You have to really see God and bide your time. Because you have to know when when it's time to be humble.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to wait that out. And nobody can tell the woman when and how. Because nobody really knows the situation but the woman and the man. So that's where you really have to pray and ask God to show me how to maneuver out of this.
Yeah. And that's where I was.
Right. You have to figure that out. Now God will show you, because God made you be humble. In that moment, he made you become humble to save your life.
Right. And then I say fear, but I think I would like to reword it. I stayed because God had to give me a plan. God had to give me a plan. And so some people like, girl, if I was you, I would have left. You should have did this. But let me tell you something. When you're dealing with somebody like that, you got to, like you said, you have to really strategically seek God and have a plan.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to play like everything is all right to make it out.
Yeah.
That's a word for somebody.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to play.
Yeah.
To know how to make it out. Because let me tell you something. The enemy, he's very, I'm not giving him no credit, but you got to know your opponent.
He's slick.
You got to know how he moves. And so when you pay attention and how he moves, sometimes you just got to lay up there and smile and be this. But baby, you better have a plan on how to get out that thing. I didn't stay because I didn't want to leave him. I stayed because I said, I got to have a plan. I had a plan. And so I came in this thing like, okay, you know what? I got to know how to. And so when he tell me shut up, I shut up. Not that I'm obeying him, but I said, I want to live.
I want to live. Yeah.
But all along, I had a plan. I may not been able to pray like I want to pray, but I still had Jesus on my mind. I couldn't worship like I wanted, but I had a song down in my belly that on the inside, I was still humming. Come on. And so I had a plan. And so while he's doing what he thinking he's doing, I'm on the inside. God was all on. I work from home, so I'm in the room. And while you're in the living room, I'm singing. I'm worshiping. Not like I know I want to, but I said, God, I know you're going to bring me up out of this.
Oh, you're gonna bring me out.
Yeah. I know you got. And so it's moments. I had to walk around and I had to smile and this and that. And in moments, I didn't talk. In moments, I didn't say nothing. But and for a moment, it confused him because he didn't understand what was going on. Because I tell people, when I'm quiet is when you need to be paying attention.
Yeah, you need to be paying attention. Come on now.
Because when I'm quiet, it's because at a moment, at my flesh, I wanted to plot. I wanted to kill the Negro. I'm telling you, I could have made one phone call that could have been on, y'all. But, you know, I said, Lord, I'm going to let you get, you're going to fight this one. You're going to bring me out of this. I know. So I got quiet. I had to get quiet at a place and say, okay, You just be still and know that he is God.
Right.
Know that he is God. I woke up, I was fine. I woke up, I was good, because I knew at a matter of time that I said, God is going to bring me out of this. How I knew God was going to bring me out of this, because I surrendered. Jesus. And I told God, I'm tired. I can't do this no more. I can't do this no more. I'm staying in something that is weighing and tearing. I'm staying in something that my child, I have a 12-year-old son. I'm staying in something that this is not how I want my son to be raised or to know. Why? And you know, you've done it behind closed doors in the room where people couldn't hear, people couldn't see. But you know, what do you do when you're in my face and you tell me you better wipe them tears, don't come out here like this and all this stuff? I'm behind closed doors being treated a certain way. It's just, Lord, have mercy.
Jesus.
I'm broken. I'm hurting. I'm crying down in the inside. And I'm like, Lord, do anybody hear me in the spirit? Do anybody see me? I'm afraid to talk to my mom. I'm afraid to talk to my friends. I'm afraid to talk to my sisters. And, you know, and so I'm just maneuvering. Watch this. I'm existing through life, but I'm not living.
That if God dropped that word to me some years ago about how we as women, we just be existing, we just be walking, you know, but you're not living, you're floating. You're not living. Right. I wanted to, God kept this stirring in my spirit while you testifying, Lord. He said, the spirit of confusion.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit of confusion. There's a lot of women in this situation right now, and you're questioning, is that abuse? Was I wrong? Was he right? And you're staying too long. You're allowing a conversation to happen with the enemy. We are not supposed to be in a conversation with the enemy. That's a conversation with the enemy. God does not operate that way. I want to clear up whatever confusion is happening in your mind. You understand? If you're listening tonight, that's confusion. Confusion is not of God. Okay? You're telling yourself, but I love him. And I've been in a situation where the person is, he's on dialysis, he's sick, and I stay too long. Mm-hmm. You stay too long, okay? Don't let somebody manipulate you with I'm sick. Oh, what I'm gonna do without you? Oh, you just gonna leave me? You just don't be manipulated. Listen. Mm-hmm. Listen, confusion that is not of God.
It's not a God. And the confusion, it'll make you stay in that situation so long when they try to confuse you. So you gonna leave me like this, and after I've done all this for you, and I've done this and I've done that and this and that, and it'll make you try to stay. I had those situations and heard them stories too from them. You know what I'm saying? Wait a minute, it's a twofold thing. I've done some things too. You know what I'm saying? And so that you got to be careful, because the enemy, that spirit can be so conniving. It can be mm-hmm. it will make you stay in that thing and confuse your mind and make you feel like, well, ain't nobody going to want you and this and that. And you forgot I got you when you ain't have nothing and this and that and all that. But one thing I had to tell that person is that, let me tell you something. You didn't upgrade me, baby. I came upgraded. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
let's get this real. You know what I'm saying? You know, I've always been a woman that I have my own this and that. And so I found out that some men will target women that don't have a lot going on for themselves. They're target women that don't know their worth and their value. But I think he barked up the wrong tree, because I am a woman that know my worth and my value, and I know who I am naturally and spiritually. And so the thing is this, is that when you get in a relationship with me, or you have an encounter with me, you got to understand is that I know who I am and what I bring to the table. I am the table. Okay. You need to come. I am the table. And so my thing is this, is that, so he thought that he could manipulate and say certain things and this and that. But see, I know who I am. When I connect with people, whether if it's male or female, you know, I come in as knowing how to add to, not to subtract from.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was an advantage you have, but there are some women that have low self-esteem. They mm-hmm. don't know their worth. And a man like he was could easily control that type of person.
Yes.
You just happened, thank God, not to be that type of person. And you caused kickback. which maybe caused him to put his hand on you sooner because he wasn't used to somebody kicking back. Thank God, in all of that, you kept your self-esteem up. You continue to believe in who God says that you are. But unfortunately, we have so many women that are not like that. And they already have a low self-esteem when a Negro get them. And mm-hmm. if he's talking to them like he was talking, it diminishes them even the more, and they feel like they have to stay. They don't have that strength.
Right. And you know what, Miss Odessa, if I could pause just for a second and give the women that are dealing with low self-esteem or dealing with any type of confusion, I want to speak to you right now. I want to speak directly to your spirit man to let you know that you do not have to stay in what you're in. You are worth more than what you think you are. I don't care what happened in your past. I don't care what, if that you had daddy issues, mama issue, past relationship issues. Know that you are a woman of worth and value, that you can get up and get out of that, that you do not deserve to be talked to be called nothing but called no B's, no H's. You are a woman. You are beautiful. You are wonderfully made. I'm applying the word to your life. I'm speaking to your spirit man, not your flesh. I want you to know that God see you as rubies. I want you to know that God loves you, and that he will have a king designed for you. He will have a man that knows how to love you and value and see you for who you are, that you are not a punching bag. You don't have to deal with what that man is putting you through. You do not have to stay in that situation. I come against every manipulated spirit. I come against every spirit that tries to come against your mind, your body, your spirit. That is not called love, baby. That is called lust. Come on. He's lusting after you. And so the thing, you don't have to stay in it because of sex. You don't have to stay in it because of money. You don't have to stay in it because of none of that. Let me tell you something. Get up and move. Come on. Because God has something better for you on the other side. On the other side, there is something better. And so if you're in a relationship or you are with a man that keep verbally abusing you, emotionally abusing you, physically abusing you, you do not have to stay in that. I am a witness to let you know that you could come out of that. I'm a witness to let you know that you will come out of this. I'm telling you, you shall live and not die.
Come on.
You shall live and not die. I don't care. Get to call your friend, call somebody, because I think what's happening, Miss Odessa and Janice, is that what's happening is that we are silent in this situation because we're scared. We don't want to talk to nobody. We don't want to tell nobody. And so that is the trick of the enemy, to keep you silent, because he don't want you to be free.
Come on.
Because he knows if you be free, he knows what's on the other side.
Come on.
He knows what's on the other side. So, but I declare and I decree on this day that you're going to come up out of this. You've been too long. You stayed too long. Your time is up. My mama said something last week. She said, what happens is that we extend more time to our sentence.
Come on.
Time is up. Come on out of that.
Come on out.
We're overdue.
Come on out.
It's time to come on up out of that. You've already served your enough purpose. You've already served enough in that relationship. Come on out of it. It's over. It's done. I'm telling you, if he can't see for you for who you is from your heart, it's time to come on up out of that. No more controlling, no more manipulating us as women. We're tired. We can't, we're not, the devil is a lie. Come on out.
Come on out.
Come on out.
I love how you said what your mother said. Now, I want to say something to you that's listening about that. Mothers that's listening, you know your daughters are in that. She mentioned earlier, Brandy mentioned earlier about the man having strongholds. So I want to just get into how sometimes we have strongholds and we are attracted to that thing that has a hold on us. And we keep repeating, why am I with another man that's beating me? Why am I with, I just came out of this. Listen to me. Listen to me, mothers that's listening. If your daughter saw you go through it, I dare you to call her right now and say it's okay to leave. I dare you to call her right now and say, I love you. What I went through was not of God. What I went through was not love. Come on, I want to help you cancel some contracts that you made. Come on. Mm-hmm. Amen. And now your daughter is walking in your contract. I need for you to make that call. I need you to make that call. It was powerful when my mom called me and told me, you don't have to stay. It was powerful when my mama called me and said, baby, I love you. You don't have to stay. You don't have, I know it sounds like it's small, but when my mother said it, you got to understand what that means. Mm-hmm. When my mother said it to me, it was like chains fell off of me. It was like I discovered a strength inside of me that I did not have. Come on, that I thought I did not have. It's important that we understand these strongholds too, where they come from, where they birth from, what's the root, okay? Mm-hmm. You're going to get free, but you want to be free all the way. I thank God for this show tonight. I thank God for you, Brandy. I thank God for you. You have no idea. I thank God for what you're doing. I thank God for you being real, because sometimes we don't understand. A lot of women of God are in relationships. They having sex and they embarrassed because they know they having sex. They know they doing this and they feel like if I get out of this, he going to expose me. Listen, listen, there is no reason to stay with him. That is no reason. Uh-uh. That is no, oh, he going to go to the church. He going to tell the church. He going to this and he going to that. Listen, you in leadership, you don't want to be exposed and all that. Listen, do not allow the enemy, oh my God, to play games with you like that.
Right.
Don't let the enemy play games with you like that. And a lot of y'all are stuck in these relationships. Come on. Come on.
And you know what? We need to be real with ourselves, because I had to ask this question. I had to ask it because, you know, I'm transparent and I'm a very biased person. I say, Lord, what is it in me that's attracting these things?
Come on.
And it's not just from a domestic place, but you know, because I have not just attracted a domestic man, a domestic violence man, but I've been attracting certain men that I'm just like, why they don't see my worth or who I am? Like, and it's on the table as a display, but it's like, I'm like, what is going on? But I had to ask, what is in me that is attracting these type of men? What is in me? And so we have to be real with ourselves, because as women, we got some things that's in us that we haven't, with some strongholds and some stuff in us that we've been through, that's generational, you know, daddy issues. Let's just talk about it. My father was not there.
Come on.
He's gone to be with the Lord. At a young age, my dad passed away when I was about 16, I'll say 17 years old. But daddy issues. Daddy was not here for Brandy. Daddy did not teach Brandy. Daddy did not show Brandy. Daddy touched Brandy. So what is in me? So I grew up very promiscuous. I grew up looking for love all in the wrong places. I wanted to be loved. My mom was a single parent and she raised me. And so I had daddy issues. So me learning men is what I learned by mistakes. Mm-hmm. I learned men by going through this relationship, that this and that, this, that. That's what I learned. So here I am. I'm dealing with brokenness inside of me, but I'm attracting the wrong type of men. Mm-hmm. When you're not whole, don't expect wholeness.
My God, come on.
Like they say, hurt people. It's true.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
And so my brokenness was attracting brokenness.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
That's just what I was tracking. And so I said, okay, but how do I become whole then? Now I'm in a world and I'm, you know, I didn't know God. I knew of God. I said, and so I got tired of going through relationships, getting tired of being married and broken and it's not working. And I'm like, God, what is in me that keep on attracting it? And the Lord had to check me. He said, first of all, you got to deal with you. He said, you got to be whole first. Yeah. He said, you got to deal with what's on the inside of you. You're broken. He said, what's happening right now with you, daughter, you're only surviving off of broken pieces.
Yeah, yeah.
And we got to get in a place where broken pieces just not enough. I want to be whole.
Yeah.
Because when you're whole, you got to watch this. When you're whole, you want to attract certain people because they can't deal with your wholeness.
Come on. Now I'm watching Dee Dee Winfrey, which she's making a very valid point, which we talked about, what she's talking about now a little earlier. A lot of this stuff we put together. What, like she said, so the conversation is about unsanctioned relationships, and she said, I understand. the thing is, yes, it's about unsanctioned relationships. Yes, that's core. We're talking about domestic violence, talking about getting to the root of it. It's not just unsanctioned relationship, because you won't get in an unsanctioned relationship if you're healed, if you are trusting God, if you are, and a lot of times you can be doing all of these things and be tricked. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? And so God brings us along. That's why I'm, and thank you. Thank you, Didi, because it's the truth. You know, some of this stuff we put together, you know, but watch this. What's so powerful is God is a God of redemption. God is a God, amen, that if you did fall for it, if you did drink the Kool-Aid, come on, he will bring you out. I don't ever want anybody to think because when you figured out you lusted yourself right into a husband, that God can't get you out. God can get you out. God can get you out. I was at the foot of my bed. Listen, I was at the foot of my bed. I was 20 some years old, and I was with a man that was sleeping with anybody. He was sleeping with men and women. Do you understand what I'm saying? I came up HIV positive dealing with this man. Do you understand what I'm saying? I still stayed with him, still took care of him. His girlfriends was calling the house and talking to me. Do you understand? Hey, he said he lived with his sister, blah, 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 and her four kids. What? You know? And guess what? It wasn't until I was through. I had to be through. Do you understand? I laid at the foot of that bed. You understand me? And I cried. Do you understand me? I cried. And I asked God, I said, Lord, please get me out of this. It wasn't until I humbled myself and realized that I couldn't change him. I couldn't sex him to be right. I could. Some of y'all think y'all can just put that on him and he just go all of a sudden he realize what
that makes it worse.
You can put on all this little sexy stuff and you can scripture him to death and you can preach him to death. But let me tell you something, like what did he say? If it ain't sanctioned, not gonna work.
It's not gonna work.
And when you realize that, you got to surrender yourself to God. Look, I don't play no games with you because I done been through too much to play with you tonight.
Come on. That's
why I call my sister on here, because she don't play either. I'm not going to play with you tonight. Some of y'all doing a bunch of stuff that you ain't got no business doing. You sexing and you doing all this stuff and creating all these soul ties. Now you burning in your loins and don't understand why you getting drawn to this man, because you don't understand what you did when you laid down with him. You don't understand what you did. You created a soul tie. So now that he's in his mind, is hooked into his soul and spirit is hooked into you. Now you're allowing him to do stuff to you. Come on, that you don't want people to know about you participating in stuff. I'm sorry to get in your business tonight, but you participating in stuff you ain't got no business. Listen, I'm back out here single and got a call. I'm gonna tell you something, because I love how God reveals stuff to me. And sometimes when he reveals it, I'm like, Lord, I know, I know you lying. Listen, when I'm in the grocery store and I'm shopping, and I'm gonna tell you how these spirits seek you out. I'm shopping, just grocery shopping, Brandy, just minding my business, trying to get cookies. You understand me? And this young man stopped. He said, "Hey, how you doing?" I promise, no makeup on, in my little fro, in my all natural, looking as beautiful as I want to look. But, you know, a little on the busted up side, but let's move on. He says to me, he says, "Hey, how you doing?" Just at ease. I mean, he was fine as wine. Listen, arms built. Y'all know how we do. We look at him. Yes, you talking, I'm looking at you. This man told me, before I could even tell him what my name was, this man had already said, "I would like to see you in a body stocking." In a what? Now, let me help y'all with something. Y'all laughing. But this is how quick the enemy creeps in. This is how quick you end up on the wrong path. This is how quick. This man said he's into sex parties and all kinds of stuff. And some of y'all, Lord got me calling this stuff out, Lord. Some of y'all have linked up with people. And I'm just trying to help you. Because sometimes why are we talking about that? Because this is what's really going on.
It's
when you leave church on Sunday, you look good on Sunday, but you leave church and you come into your house with somebody you ain't got no business with. Somebody you ain't told your people about, they ain't around your family, don't nobody know you with them, you living like you live, you know. And then you want to know why stuff is happening and going on, why your body is doing different things.
It's come on. You
have hooked into some stuff you ain't got no business dealing with.
A dressed up demon, come on.
Soul ties are real.
They're
your real. Are real. And when you got a cold-blooded call on your life, the enemy is definitely coming after you.
They coming.
He going to dress up. He going to carry the Bible. He going to go to church with you. He going to do everything he need to do to get in there and defile what God is doing in your life. He going to get in there any kind of way. He going to buy you. He going to pay the rent. I'll pay your rent. Mm-hmm. I'll cook your dinner too.
And that's what's happening. These men are luring you in by buying you and say what they're gonna do, baby. That's all a catch. It sounds good. It does.
Yeah, it does.
Let me tell you, and let me uncover some more since we in the uncovering business, because y'all know I don't mind. Okay, honey, I left my apartment to go over there with him. Because it was like, okay, well, you come over here, you know, you can save your money. You know, we like to hear that type of stuff. You can save your money and this and that. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. Y'all, I was in my own apartment and I broke the lease. Do you hear me? To go over there thinking I was going to be, y'all see, I switched it up. I said thinking. I started from saying, what did I say? I was going to go save my money, but thinking that I was going to save my money. Come to find out, baby, I start paying all bills. Tables turned.
Yep.
Tables turned. And so get over there paying all bills. And I'm like, I could have stayed where I was at. But so what I'm saying is that it sounds good. It looks good. But it ain't good.
It ain't good.
And let's be real. Yes, I in the relationship, I ain't been sitting telling you that we was not hunching. Yes, we hunching. Just be real, you know.
Be real.
We hunching. You know what I'm saying? But at a point of time, like you said, Denise, I cut that out because guess what? My spirit man ain't right.
Yeah.
Like I'm building a soul tie because let me tell you something. The thrill is gone when you start going through certain. That didn't move me no more. Come on, I'm ready to go now because that didn't move me. Yeah. And so what happens is that we end up staying with these men and you get tied and wrapped up and tangled, thinking the sex and I don't care what type of tricks you can spin around, jump on it, swing on a pole, drop it like it's hot. Baby, let me tell you something. You better get your tail up out of there.
You better get up out of there.
I'm telling you, because all the tricks and treats that you think you're doing, all you're doing is getting yourself wrapped up and tied up and stuff. I don't care. Let me tell you something. I'm grown. I'm 40 years old, and I'm going to talk real tonight. I don't care how much he going down on you. I don't care how much he hit me from the back. I don't care about none of that, baby, because all that's a trap.
That's a trap.
That is called seduction.
Yes, it is. It's real.
That's not love.
That's real.
That's called seduction to make you stay, to keep you and this and that and telling you I love you while he has sexing with you and you crying and y'all, baby, that is called seduction.
Seduction. Yes, it's spirit.
A spirit. That is a spirit. Because first of all, let's just be real. We already out the wheel.
Yeah, you out the wheel.
You can't say what you won't do, it causes confusion.
And sometimes we won't
confusion.
But once we get in there, it causes confusion because it's a soul tie.
It's a soul tie.
Lust will drive you.
That lust will drive you straight to hell and in somebody's hospital bed or in the grave. I'm telling you, that thing will, that thing, but you got to get to a point to say, listen, I'm cutting this off. I'm not doing this. Now you got to have a plan. And now, like Janice said, and I said it even myself in the beginning, I had to get to a place of humbleness and surrender. It's like, God, get me up out of this.
Get me up out of this.
I say, Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry. I fell. I moved. It was my flesh. I want what I wanted.
That's right. Repentant. But and that's what I was going to say next, because when you come out of it, because I'm going to tell y'all something. Look, I've been at this over 20 years serving God. falling and getting up, because we all fall. And that's why I don't deal with a lot of churches, and I don't deal with all the most religious spirits, because I'm living this life for real. Mm-hmm. And I've been real hardcore stuff as a woman of God, as a Janice, as whatever. And I know for a fact that when life happens, you come to yourself, amen, and you repent. First of all, you repent. You say, Lord, now I know this ain't you. Lord, I did this. This man was good looking. This man had a lot of money. This man made me look good. Y'all know how y'all be talking about them power couples, that old mess. Y'all be talking about them power couples. He made good power couples. Listen, when you come out of that, you need to be on the altar. Yeah. You need to say, Lord, I need deliverance. Because everything that was poured into you while you was in that relationship, you might be free, but you want God to take that out of you. You want God, you're going to say, listen to me. You say, Lord, whatever it is that was in me that made me lay down, that made me feel like it was okay, that made me, you know, whatever, Lord, I don't want to fall for that no more. So, Lord, right. Please deliver me.
Yes.
Deliver me from myself. When you take responsibility, because, you know, we're talking about domestic violence this month, but I'm a realist. You got to ask God, say, Lord, now, Lord, I don't want to be in that no more. Mm-hmm. And everything that man said to me, everything that man deposited in my spirit, everything that man, you know, tried to manipulate, the strings that man attached to me that had me like a puppet, Lord, deliver me, sever every tie, sever every string, come on, I renounce everything that man ever said to me.
Yeah.
If it came from your father, I renounce everything my dad said to me. I sever every. You have to do it. Do you understand? I remember my father told me that I was ugly. He called me an ugly disgrace. He told me I was a baby maker. And I promise you, after he said that to me at 17 years old, almost every year I was pregnant. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to help y'all understand the power of things.
Yes.
And every year I was pregnant. I'm Brandy, like Brandy said, promiscuous. Every man say he loved me, there I go.
Yeah.
Because I was looking when I was telling Odessa about this too. When I saw that disappointment in my father's face with me being pregnant at 17, it was like an unsaid thing. I was trying to get him to be proud of me again, but at the same time, I was destroying my life.
Mm-hmm.
So when I realized this is the pattern that I was in, I took responsibility for it. I repented, and then I had to ask God, break this off my life. Lord, yeah. Break this off my life so I can stop repeating this. I don't want this no more. I don't want this bag no more. I don't want it anymore. So, Lord, I need you to cut this out of me. Sever this, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Show me who I am in your eyes. I don't want to see who I am through my dad's eyes, Show me who, when you look at me, Father God, what do you see? Show it to me.
Yeah.
Show it to me so I can walk in that. Then teach me how to walk in that. Because it's when you don't take responsibility for where you are, come on. It's hard for you to break a pattern. When
yeah.
You don't stand up and say, hey, this is because I felt ugly. So when he told me I was beautiful, I fell for it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You take responsibility. It's for your children. It's for your children's children. It's for your, come on. You got to break it. You got
to
break it.
You have to do soul searching to find that out.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, you figured out, pinpointed where you got the thought from, or where the seed came from. And it came from the words of your father. But a lot of us don't take enough time to do the soul searching to figure out where the root is so that we can go through the healing process.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to take this time. I want to give the floor back over to our main speaker, because every time I look at her, I see the mantle. I see a mantle on her life to break chains off of the youth before they get to adulthood. You know, that real, you know, before they get, I see that mantle over her life. It's there like a halo. It's like I know when she walks in a place, and I ain't even been in many places she's been, when she walks in a place, she attracts the youth. And that's an anointing. That's a cobbler anointing that some people don't understand. When they see her, they don't understand her anointing, because you want her to be in a full Queen Elizabeth suit. You want her with that on, and you want her shouting like she, like, you know, ain't nobody got time for that, for what she has to get done. Her, the assignment on her life of what she has to get done, she ain't got time to be trying to look the part. She got to get things done. So I put over to her so that she can, you know, wrap up, you know, for us tonight.
I'm glad you said that, Janice, because yeah, I'm a different type of breed of person. You know, people see me, they probably wouldn't, you know, I like to be standoff and set apart. And that's just how God has me. You know, I'm different. I'm a different type of preacher. I'm a different type of, I'm very transparent. I'm real raw and uncut. Cause like I say, I came from the street. So, you know, I'm gonna be real with you. I don't have time to play with you. I've been through too much. Like you said, I've been through too much. If maybe this will take a whole nother 2 hours if I was to just start from the beginning. Okay. But, I've been through too much. God has been great. God has been faithful. Within these 40 years of my life, I think my life started when I started going through some things is when I was a teenager, you know what I'm saying? And so on up to now, God has been faithful. He's been good. And so I don't have time to play with you. I don't have time to play with your lives. I take what I do and what God have the anointing and the assignments that he has set before me and the visions and things that God gives me. I take them very serious. I don't put on platforms and engagements to make you feel good. I come straight for the straight deliverance. I look for healing. I don't need your money. I don't need none of that. I want to see lives change. I want to see God do it for you because God did it for me. I believe that I should have been dead long time ago. I believe that I should have been locked up long time ago. But I believe that when God has another chance, you have another chance to be here, that God has something designed and purposeful for you. I should have been dead. I could have been killed in out of town, but God, you know what I'm saying? And so when I make it out, when I come through, I know that God, there's definitely a purpose. I use every pain for purpose. Anything that I'll use a headache and have a whole revelation and preach it and let you know what this headache meant. Come on. I take the small things and say, oh God, that is, I see it. So, I thank God in the midst of all of this and what I'm going through, I birthed this thing that God have gave me called Women of Worth. What Women Worth is I have a private Facebook group, and it's Women of Worth, and it's really empowering and encouraging women of knowing who they are and what their identity is. And because some of us don't know who we are, we don't know who our identity is. And because we've been through so much in relationships and even not just being through just in your personal life and not just in relationships, just knowing that you are a woman of worth and value. Yeah. First, you got to love thyself first before you can even love somebody else. And so a lot of times is what we're trying to love somebody, but we're not loving on us. We don't even know how to value and be and knowing who we are. Take yourself out to eat. Treat yourself so when a man comes along, he'll know, you know, that you ain't accepting nothing less, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's what my and that's what Women Are Worth. It's my private group. And so in that group, I will be going live very soon in there. And I'm going to deal from the topic in my group, which is called He Loves Me, He Loves Me Not. Because and that's dealing with the love languages, because everybody is not loving you from an agape love, an unconditional love. There are different. That's why people say I've heard men and I hear women where I love them in a whole nother way. Well, what's your love language? Because yours is a little bit different from mine.
Yeah.
So I want to deal with the love languages so you will know what you are encountering or what you're coming against of how a person is loving you. Maybe y'all are there. Some people love you and not in love with you. And that can be a collision all by itself. And it really is, because there is a big difference with loving someone and being in love with someone. And so Women of Worth, that's my group. That's what God has given me. I have a meet and greet coming up real soon, November 18, where it's called a karaoke and a paint party, where we're going to be doing karaoke and doing a little canvas. And then me as the host, I'm going to be introducing the group in person, just a simple meet and greet. And we're just going to have fun. And I'm going to talk a little bit about who I am and what this group is and so forth. And so I have a few women in the group where I come in and I just encourage the women. I empower the women because I want women to know that I had to get to a place where I said, you know what? I know who I am.
Yeah.
Coming out of what I just came out of, I said, you know what? I'm shutting down. No sex. You know, no sex. We're not doing that. You can't even approach me a certain way. You gotta come. You better come correct or don't come at all. You got 48 hours to show me who you are.
Exactly.
You got 48 hours. Come on. It's nothing wrong with putting boundaries up, because when you're saying that you are a woman in waiting and you want God to send you a husband, you got to be in a position as a wife. You got to be in a position of knowing who you are. Take this time to focus on you. Take this time to love on you. Take this time to you know, saying, God, who am I? What am I really here for? What is my purpose?
Yeah.
Because you got to understand, everything that you've been through, it's not just by accident. You think you just went through that stuff just to be going through it? No. If you came out of this domestic violence relationship, you got to really, you need to thank God and take a breath, because, baby, it's so many people been through domestic violence and they died in it.
My God.
And I thank the Lord up above that I did not die in what I was in.
Yes, Lord.
So I don't take this moment. I don't take this for granted. I don't take it lightly, because I thank God that I made it out. I don't want to die at the hands of somebody else.
My God.
I don't want to.
My God.
So I need the women to understand, as Janice was talking earlier, like she said, this is not a planned moment. This thing is not for play. You know what I'm saying? If you really want to be helped and you really want to be free and you really want to come out, Miss Odessa is on here. I'm on here. Janice is on here. Y'all need to connect.
Yes.
Y'all need to connect to us women. I have my Facebook page on where I have my people come in on that. Like Pamela Banks is one of, she's a strong advocate to deal with domestic violence. She just posted right now, it's 50% of those domestic violence cases in Harris County is Black women for 2023. Just within this year, it's a 52%.
Mm.
And so you got to understand, you could come out of this.
Yes.
I don't know you. You may not know me. But you can come to me and you can inbox me. Listen, I have connections with all type of resources that can bring you out of what you in. Let me share this with you. Did you not know my pain and suffering? I got paid for it. Not looking to get paid for it. But through my pain and suffering, I got paid for it through a resource, Janice. Wasn't looking for it.
Come on here.
Got paid for it. There's a resource. It's called Crime Victims Compensation Program. For my relocation. I'm sharing this. Janice, I just want to come out. But I remember when I watched Jamal Bryan, he had a message saying, you're going to have to pay for what you've done to me.
Come on.
Listen, I don't look for nothing. I just wanted God to come out. But when I tell you that I'm telling you, this resource helped me. Because let me tell you, it's not just so my life was involved, my time, my money. I lost some things in the midst of all of that.
Yeah.
I put my time. There was money on the line. Stuff that I couldn't get back, and I had to start over. So now I started over and left that place and had to go get an apartment and this and that and all this stuff. Let me share my testimony real quick and I'm done. Let me tell you something. When I tell y'all, I broke my lease to go over there. This was another fear, Miss Odessa, that the fact that, man, I just broke my lease. How am I going to get another apartment?
No.
It's a fresh. I wasn't even in that thing four months. Yeah. Y'all know a lease lasts a whole year. I said, God. And that was one of the things. Watch this. That was one of the things that spirit kept saying. How you going to get a place? You just broke your lease. That was another fear as saying, dang, I can't even get no place. I'm like, I'm too old. I ain't going to my mama's house. And I didn't tell nobody. So I'm like, I'm not going to live with my mama. I'm not doing. And I said, Lord, how I'm going to get out of this? Let me tell y'all how I'm just to help somebody be free, because I just feel that it's somebody on here watching this in this place that probably say, I can't even go get a place. Because but I'm about to help you be free. So, Janice, when I told the Lord, get me up out of this, y'all know I'm about to get excited.
Come on.
I say, Lord, let me tell y'all what God did for me. He did it. Let me tell y'all. And so I reached out to a friend and asked her, hey, you know, I'm looking for a place, blah, 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 this and that. Do you know? And the apartment complex that I'm in right now, she stayed in the same. Her lease is up, so she gone and got her house. But let me tell you, God will have people a season in your life to connect you just to get where you need to be. And they're going to go on where they need to go. Come on. Yeah. And so I connected with her longtime friend. That's why I said, don't burn your bridges, because you never know when you're going to need somebody. And so I called her and she said, well, where I'm at, let me go down there and talk to the manager and this and that. I'm going to be honest with you. I say, I have a broken lease. One thing you got to understand, when God is for you, you ain't got to lie about nothing.
That's right.
Because he'll put his credit and his name down for you. Or he'll block that thing. So Denise, long story short, fast forward, she went down there, talked to the manager, and the manager got on the phone. I said, listen, I'm in a situation. I got to get out of here in 3 days. I said, I got to get up out of here this week. This week, I said, I prayed to God on Monday. I say, and in this week, I talked to the man on Tuesday. I say, I got to 3 days. I got to get up out of here. I mean, I'm in a situation. I say, and I believe God going to do it for me. So he said, okay, fill out the application, blah, 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 this and that and all that stuff. He said, well, pull up your credit real quick on Experian, sign up and this and that. Janice, I'm working from home, trying to work from home and do all this at the same time. He said, do you see it on your credit? I say, I don't see nothing. He said, okay. All right, well, call the people. I said, let me call the apartments that I broke the lease for. I said, did y'all put that on my credit? He said, yes, on your credit. We should. I said, okay, thank you. And so I called him back and I said, you know what, God, by faith, I'm gonna do this. Did all the fee, you know, pay for the this and that application fee. Did all that, Janice. Did all that. He said, okay. I said, well, how long this is gonna take for you to get back to me to let me know if I'm approved or denied? He said, well, give me 2 days. I said, okay, Janice. I did all that, sent everything, check stubs, application, blah, blah, blah. Denise, within a few hours, called me back and told me I was approved.
Come on.
Janice, I dropped my face in the pillow because, like, keep in mind, the spirit is in the living room. So I got to be, I got a plan. Like you said, when you got to be strategic. Don't get too excited. Because you got a plan, you got a way of escape. Now, you don't know what I'm doing, but while I'm in the room, God's moving. God's making a way. You know, and so I dropped my face in a pillow, and I'm screaming, crying, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. And so I say, so it didn't come up? He said, no, ma'am. He said, it didn't come up. I said, are you sure? He said, yeah, no, it didn't come up. I get emotional and I get right here emotional is because when you are real and want God to do this thing for you, he's going to come for you.
Yeah.
And that's why I say this to the women, make your mind up in what you want to do and stop playing with it, because God will deliver you. God will bring you out of it. And so if you are a woman that's in my situation where you feel like, listen, I got a broken lease. I don't know if I can get an apartment. This is what's making me stay. I just shared my testimony that God will do it for you. God will do it for you. And just within the matter of time, I got up out of that place. I got out of there in 2 days. Now, keep in mind, it wasn't easy because that thing went up in an uproar. When I got out of there, it was not a pretty thing. It was, yeah. Law enforcement had to be involved, but I didn't care about that. I got out of there. I got out of there. It was some things I left, and it was not intentional. Baby, I couldn't even remember everything. I just had to get up out of there. You know what? I could replace that. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, wait a minute. Baby, I could replace that. What I got now is what I needed. You know, but I got out of there. God made a way. Made a way.
Yeah.
And so I just come to encourage the women on tonight that God's going to do it for you. But you got to be real. You got to want to come out this thing. You got to really have a made up mind. You got to have a made up heart. And you got to be surrender. Because it's some of you that wants to stay in it because you just, I don't know what y'all reasons is.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it's some women that we can't even talk to them. Are they, don't worry about all that. He going to get better. He going to do this. He going to change because then what makes you think he going to change? Because I found out I can't change nobody. God can only do that.
Only God.
I couldn't even change myself. It was God that changed me.
Come on.
It was up to me. I was fine and content in my own mess. Doing what I want to do. But you got to be sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired. Mm-hmm. And so those women that are not ready, and all I can do is intercede and pray. But I'm coming for the ones tonight that say, I'm ready to be free.
I'm ready. Come on.
I'm coming for the ones tonight that say, I'm ready to be delivered, Brandon. I'm coming for the ones that say, listen, I've had enough. I'm coming for the ones that, God, if you don't do it, I'm going to kill this Negro. I'm coming for the ones that say, God, if you don't show up, I promise you, I'm telling you, I'm going to lose my mind. And yeah. I know it's not designed for me to be in jail because there's purpose behind that. I'm coming from the ones that say, Lord, listen, I've had enough. I'm coming for the ones tonight that said, Lord, I've been praying and I've been crying. God, I'm coming for the ones that said, Lord, give me a plan. God, I'm coming for the ones that say, listen, I've humbled myself. I'm tired. I don't want to do this no more. I want to be right. I want to walk on the right path. I want to talk to those people. I want to talk to those women. I want those women to come forth. I want those women to jump in me and Janice Odessa inbox tonight. I want those women to come forth tonight. Yeah. That will be your last night, that you will not have to cry, that you will not have to suffer no more. This will be your last tear that you will have to cry. That listen, I want to be brought up. I want to come for the one that I'm not worried about. I'm not going to be embarrassed no more. I want to talk to you tonight. I want to come for the women that say, listen, I'm ready to share my testimony.
Hey,
I want to come for the women tonight that say, listen, I've had about enough. Don't nobody know I've been in this thing for about 12, 10, 9, 8 years. I've been in this thing. Some of you been in this thing only just for 48 hours. Listen, 3 days. Come on, that you can come out of what you in.
Come on, hallelujah.
Amen. I want to come for the ones that's ready and they real and they ready to say, listen, I'm tired. I'm tired. I had to get to a place that I say, Lord, if you don't bring me out of this, I'm going to kill this Negro. I've said it. If I had a gun, I would have killed him. I ain't lying. I said it, Janine. I said, Lord, if I had a gun, I would have killed him because I got to. I'm the one that when grandma say, if you pull it, you better use it.
You better use it. Yeah.
That's one. I'm at one.
It's no use.
I don't have one because I know what I'm capable of doing because I'm, one. I blank out. And so, listen, I want to talk to that woman tonight. Jump in my inbox, jump in Odessa inbox, jump in Janice inbox, because listen, it's time for you to come out of what you in.
You know, we want to pray on the Walker tonight.
Who will be praying? You want out. Lona Walker, you want out. Let me encourage you on tonight. Let me tell you something. It takes a lot of courage and boldness to come forth and say this.
Come on.
I want to acknowledge the fact that you came forth tonight. That was your first step. And because of that, I believe that God is going to bring you out. So I'm going to pray tonight, and I want you to even come in my inbox, that you're going to come out of what you're in. I don't know how long you've been. I don't know what's going on. But the fact that you said that I want out was enough. That, and because of that, God said he's going to make a way of escape.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
He's going to make a way of an escape for you. I pray that even now that the plan is being even worked out now. Look, don't back up, because I believe this moment is where you wanted to come out, but you backed up. But God say, this time you got to come out of this. This time you're going to come out of this and you're going to walk out victorious. You're going to walk out of this thing not only victorious, but God said, I'm getting ready to do a makeover in your life.
Yes, Lord.
Because there's some things that you have settled in, but God said, this is not the season that you're getting ready to settle. God said, this is the season and the time. God said, I'm bringing complete wholeness into your life. I'm bringing complete wholeness into your life. So I'm going to pray for you tonight that God is going to get ready to do it for you immediately. It's going to be a suddenly move. I'm praying for a suddenly move. Yes. What we got to understand, what we got to understand, Janice, is this, is that we got to acknowledge the first that we want to come out.
Yeah, you got to.
You got to speak it. You got to say, listen, I want to come out of this, because the thing is this, we're not speaking things out of our mouth. We're conjuring in our mind. Do I want to stay or do I want you? Like we said, you're confused. You're battling. You're struggling. You're straddling in the fence. In this domestic violence thing, you can't play with this thing. You either, if you're going to stay, I don't want you to stay, but you got to have a made up mind. And see, I can't deal with people that want to play with this thing. I can't deal with women that's still undecided and this and that. I want to deal with the women that say, I'm tired.
Yeah.
And you got to have a plan, because you got to know your opponent. That's for real. That's for real. Shatiria say, I've been one that pulled it, but I didn't use because I had a child in another room, but I'm of it. That's so right. That's so right. This thing is real. This thing is real. I bless God. I really bless God on tonight, because it takes a lot of courage to come on and want to share your story, because I don't know who's watching. I don't know who to get back to. I'm at a place where I don't care. because this needs to be said. A lot of women has to come forth and speak. A lot of women needs to come forth and share their story, because as we're on this live right now, somebody's sitting in their living room with a black eye. As we're sitting on this live right now, a woman is in the room or in the house right now crying. She's suffering. She's dying internal. A woman is in a relationship right now while we on this line, contemplating if she should kill herself.
Jesus.
Touch Lord.
A woman right now, as we are on this live right now, is dealing with the fact that should I kill him and then kill myself? I don't understand. This thing get deep.
Yeah.
This thing is deeper than what you think it is.
Come on.
People are wearing glasses. They're covering up bruises around their necks and arms. They're going to bed at night. Y'all don't understand. This thing is deeper than what y'all think it is. Domestic violence ain't nothing to play with.
Amen.
It's nothing to play with. And men, don't think I'm coming for you tonight, because I don't just target. I'm not a woman that just targets you, men. I'm very biased. It's men that's experiencing this thing.
Yeah, they are.
It's men. We coming for you tonight too, because we know as women, we will beat y'all up too. We know it. We know. It's women that are abusers as well. You know, and we talking domestic violence from both ends.
Oh yeah,
we're talking it from both ends. But being that we're on here tonight and we're women and we've experienced this thing and we've walked through this thing, I'm just talking to the women. Nothing against the men. Nothing against the men at all. But I'm a woman that have walked through this thing. I'm a woman that have experienced this thing. I'm a woman that has settled and was wanting my flesh to be fed, knowing that I knew better.
Yeah.
That's all. And so I thank God that you allow me to come tonight to be on this platform. You know, I know I got a little emotional, you know, and if I could just be real tonight, y'all don't understand that this thing plays in my mind from time to time.
Yeah,
it plays in my mind from time to time, because what do you do when you love this person from this place and they love and they hurt you in this way like this? I'm still conjuring sometimes, like, God, why? What? You know, I don't understand. Like, and so I'm still walking through a deliverance mode mentally.
Yeah.
I'm not all the way there, y'all, but I'm walking through a deliverance mode, because what you got to understand, even though you made it out physically, it's still a mental part that you have to deal with. I'm out physically, but my mind is still wrapped sometimes, like, It replays. I thank God I made it out physically, but now I'm asking for the healing of my mind.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm asking for the healing of my mind, because it plays sometimes. And then you got to be careful, because the enemy will come, because sometimes I still want to get a Negro. I'm being honest, but I thank God that that he's still working on my mind in that deliverance mode. And because of that, I'm here. I'm free. I'm here with my child. I'm here with my friends, my family. And so I bless God for tonight. Amen. I pray that I have truly said something to help somebody be free. I'm on Facebook as Brandy LeJay. LeJay Brandy, one of them. I'm one of them. That's both of my names. That's my middle name is LeJay. My first name is Brandy. But you can find me on Facebook. And I would love some women to definitely join my group. If you are in the Houston area, I want you women to come out and enjoy the meet and greet with me as well. And, you know, and be blessed in what I would have to say on that day. But yes, I'm on Facebook. Look for me. If you are a woman, reach out to me, reach out to Denise, reach out to Odessa, Miss Odessa, whatever. We want to help you women. We want to help you. And there are resources that I am connected to get you what you need. Get the help that you need.
Amen.
Amen. Such a blessing tonight. Praise God. Yes. The Lord say, hey, if he will do what he will do what he set out to do. He will accomplish what he set out to do. Mm-hmm. And I just want you to know, praise God, this is what Sisters United is about. Uniting sisters, praise God, to empower, inspire, and encourage, praise God. Amen. Tonight, I know you see your way out. I know you do. Amen. So I want to just say a quick word. I come against any backlash. I come against. I come against, praise God, any snatching of what you got tonight. Praise God. Yes. Amen. I come against the work of the enemy to rob you of your deliverance tonight. Yes. Praise God. I come against it in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. I bind up every airway curse. I bind up, praise God, every negative word in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
You will come out. Glory to God. Amen. The way has been made. Praise God. It is signed, sealed, and you yes, are God. Delivered in Amen. Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Odessa, any final words tonight?
I just love you, Brandy. I think you are a walking miracle.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you for having the strength just to tell the story. Mm. Because so many of us don't do that. Mm. And it's just a blessing to meet you. You are now in my heart, and I will pray God to continue to strengthen you to walk in what he has called you to do.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Yes. Any final words, Brandy, before we go?
No final words. Just again, I appreciate it. I thank y'all so much, you and Miss Odessa, for allowing me to be a blessing tonight to the people. And I'm excited of what God is doing in my life. I'm excited what God is getting ready to do for you, Sisters United Talk Show. It's definitely the name speak for itself. And so I pray that the Lord begin to overshadow and overtake you, Janice. I pray that the Lord begin to expand and enlarge your territory. I pray even now that God begin to open doors that no man can shut, that this is just a beginning for you, that 2024 is going to be a year of expansion for you, that the year of 2024 is going to be a year that God is getting ready to stretch you. God is even stretching you even now, because I hear the Lord saying he's preparing you. And so in preparation, it doesn't always feel good. And in preparation, we go through some things that, Lord, I would never thought that I would go through. And so God say, this is just your last season, that you are in a place of preparation. But God is saying, I'm getting ready to catapult you into a place that you won't even fathom, that your mind, that you didn't even think that you were getting ready to be. People think that this Sister United is just a little small show. No, but God said, I'm getting ready to blow people's minds. I'm saying, he said, because you are a true woman of God. You are a woman of integrity. You're a woman of character. You're quiet. You sit back, but people don't understand you got big vision. People don't understand that. Listen, you don't say a lot. You're very observant. You watch. But God says, I deals with you in the midnight hour. God says, even the dreams that you are dreaming even now, God said, there's bigger that I have for you. And there's plans that I have for you, my daughter. He says, so get ready. Get ready. Something major, something big. Something. I don't know why I hear this, but I hear the word explosion. It's getting ready. It's like an explosion. It's getting ready to blow up before you. It's like the curtains are getting ready to, you're getting ready. The curtains are getting ready to open for you. And it's like almost this red carpet scene that I see you walking down the red carpet, and where people is getting ready to say, who is Who is this woman? And see, people look at you as the underdog, but people don't understand that, baby, you've been on the scene. I may not have been on your platform, but I hear the Lord say that you're getting ready to walk in places that women, people are getting ready to question, well, who is she? And God said, there's getting ready to be divine connections. They're getting ready to be divine resources that the Lord is getting ready.
Amen, amen.
Because I even hear you saying even this, that Lord, I don't connect with everybody. And the Lord said, yeah, I know that. He said, but I'm getting ready to send divine connections and resources. He said, there's getting ready to get women that he's getting ready to connect you with, where people's getting ready to fund and vision what you have. He said, because what you getting ready to walk in and what's getting ready to take place in your life, he said, it has to be some major finances. So there's some kingdom finances that God is getting ready to send your way. The job, don't worry about the job, because you already said, what you're getting ready to do, that you can't even stay on the job. That's what you're not even understanding. Listen, you said united. You gotta say united is a togetherness. You got to build. You're a builder. You're a kingdom builder. That's who you are. And so you're called to unite. You're called to bring people together. And so when you're called to be people, bring people together, a job is gonna take up too much of your time. And so I said, I need you for kingdom building. I need you for kingdom unity. And so they cannot strike that these things are getting ready to happen. I don't know. It seemed like there's been a certain fire that has been up under you. Like you just have been like, God, I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to do that. And the Lord's saying, yeah, because you're getting ready to run out of time. He said, and I got to finish what I got to finish in this year so that it can overflow into next year.
Come on.
I'm done. Let me drink my water.
Wow. Lord have mercy.
Ooh, what a blessing.
Lord have mercy.
So you might as well get ready. That's why you got to continue to soar like eagle, because you don't have time to play with people. You ain't got time to play with pigeons. You ain't got time to play with birds. You too high. An eagle keeps soaring even in the midst of everything. You soar above things. That's why you don't have time. You ain't got time to play. And that, because you like me, you transparent. I ain't coming here to tickle your toes and play with you. I'm not here to be in no pity, in your pity party. Listen, it's simple. You want to be delivered or you don't? What you want to do?
Come on,
it's up to you. Because I tell people all the time, God don't care about your feelings. I understand. Listen, come on up out of that. God has given us instructions on what we need to do. But the question is, we taking heed into it? We waiting on the next prophet, but we've been prophesied already through the word. What you going to do?
What you going to do?
I ain't waiting on no prophet to come tell me nothing. I know how to speak over my own self.
Life, come on.
Donna Lawrence said it better. Encourage your own self.
Yeah, that's right.
And so in this season and this hour, God is getting ready to do it. And I'm so excited and what God is getting ready to do. I watch from afar too. Y'all know I be nosy. I watch from afar too. And so I thank God for you. I remember you having the place over there and it was very nice. So get ready. Go ahead and get ready to start planning the next photo shoot. Yeah, go ahead. Get your photo shoot ready. Your branding, go ahead. God is getting ready to bring, you got a brand different. You got a market different. Yeah. You got. It's time. Get back. Yeah. It's time.
What are we talking about that this morning?
She's an owl in the house everywhere.
I'm gonna leave it like this. There's a new Janice in town. The old Janice, y'all saw this, a different whole new Janice.
Whole new different Janice.
Yeah. So it's time to brand and market and get the photo shoot. It's different. They're not gonna understand. You're gonna pop out different.
Different.
Because this year alone was just too much for you. Oh. I'm gonna leave that alone.
We ain't gonna talk about this year, Jesus be offense. Hallelujah.
We love God.
Amen. I have enjoyed myself tonight, praise God. I always look forward to you coming on to, I love when people relax and let God use them.
Yes.
And you don't try to tell God how to use you. You don't try to say, well, this is how God would have did it. No, God made you unique, praise God. And I thank you for embracing your uniqueness, because I promise you, amen, it has blessed my life tonight. Yes. Amen. Thank you, everybody. And tonight, praise God. I'm going to have her to mention the name of the group one more time.
The group is Women of Worth.
Women of Worth.
Women of Worth.
Please join the group. Amen. I know it's going to be some blessings, praise God, in that group. Amen. And we look forward to sharing more information. I'll be sharing flyers and everything that she shares, praise God, because I believe in connection. Amen. I want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God, but with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night.
Take care.
Bye.